question from Nandagopa, and he's asking about the 12th chapter, 12th verse of Bhagavad Gita, where in the purport Prabhupada is talking about the indirect path and the direct path of surrender. And he seems to indicate that people may take the indirect path towards Krishna, but also that they should take the direct path. And so his question is, well, what should we preach? Because people can't necessarily directly surrender to Krishna. And the answer is that the Vedic system gives both the pravritischa and nivritischa, both the direct path as well as the indirect path. The direct path is the path of pure devotional service to Krishna. And the indirect path goes through the paths of karma, gyan, yoga, which have some connection with devotional service. And so ultimately they purify practitioners and also bring them to the platform of pure devotional service. And then by practicing pure devotional service, one comes to be able to attain the goal of the Vedic system, which is Krishna. However, in Kali Yuga, this indirect path doesn't work. It doesn't work for many reasons, one of which is that the requirements of the indirect path, for instance, in the yoga system, for people to sit and meditate for a long time is beyond the capacity of members of Kali Yuga. In Gyan, the austerities that require the intelligence and the learning to speculate along the lines that, for instance, the followers of Shankaracharya would do, people just don't have those type of abilities. And when we talk about Karma Kanda, well, no one can really chant the mantras necessary in order to perform those type of ritualistic functions anymore. You can repeat the words, but because the intonations are no longer available or possible for Brahmins, so the indirect path doesn't work. And moreover, not only does the indirect path doesn't work themselves, the actual processes, but people tend to become misled by them. One example is deity worship. Srila Prabhupada had really spoken out strongly against deity worship, which is a Vedic system. The Vedic system is that people who are materially motivated worship the demigods as functional representatives of Lord Vishnu. And by following that path, they become purified, and ultimately they come to the conclusion that, well, actually, if Vishnu is the one who's giving the power to the demigods, then why should I worship the demigods? Why shouldn't I worship Vishnu? And by worshiping Vishnu with motivation, one ultimately becomes free of motivation. So it's a wonderful system. It's a very nice process. But Srila Prabhupada spoke against it because in Kali Yuga, people get lost. They get lost in the demigods and they never get really past them to the worship of Lord Vishnu. So he spoke very strongly against it, as does Krishna. Kamastastaritananyaprapadyantayanyadevata. He spoke against the worship of the demigods. But there is a step-by-step process also available through devotional service, through the angas, or the activities of shravanam, kirtanam, chanting Hare Krishna, which is nastieva, the only way. Chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Bhagavad Gita, people may perform those activities also for different purposes and with different motivation. We see that, you know, nowadays Vedas, Bhagavad Gita is very popular as some kind of philosophy and education, and learning about Vedic culture and so on. Not necessarily people don't do it as a means to surrender. Still, a serious student of the Bhagavad Gita, even if he's just studying it from a point of view of philosophy, will come to a conclusion that, well, there's some surrender required here. Ultimately, this is not just a philosophy book. It's actually something that requires practical application. People may also chant Hare Krishna. It's becoming a real vogue nowadays to chant mantras. And they may just chant it for prosperity, for health, so many different reasons. But still, these activities have spiritual potency in themselves. And when done in any way, gradually they purify the heart of the practitioner and bring them to the platform of pure devotional service, the platform of real surrender. So it's indirect in the sense that people are not coming to surrender, but it's direct in that the activities are the same. The system of Hatha Yoga is a separate system. Jnana Yoga has its own system. Karma Yoga has its own system. But here we're talking about just the one system. The one system of Yagyai Sankirtana prayer, that Sankirtan system, but done with different motivation, done in different way by different people. So it's direct in that sense, in that it's the same one system, the same one activity. You could say the Nava Anga Bhakti, nine limbs of devotional service, but it's indirect because based upon the faith of people, it's a gradual system of elevation. And that's what preaching means. Preaching means you evaluate where people are at in terms of their faith, and you engage them in these activities of chanting and hearing proportionately. Hare Krishna.